This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 18th of January. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 18000. A developing low moving rather quickly northeastwards, expected 150 miles east of Iceland 997 by 18000 on Saturday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north at Sierra. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. South at Sierra, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in forties and Cromarty, fair, moderate or good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. South or southwest, backing southeast in German Bight and Humber 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, Wight, east or southeast 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Portland, east or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay, east or southeast 3 to 5. Becoming variable 2 to 4 in Biscay. Fair, good. Trafalgar, variable 3 or less at first in west, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly 4 to 6 in north, thundery rain developing in northwest, good, becoming moderate or poor in northwest. Fitzroy, southerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in northwest, rain developing in west, good, occasionally poor in west. West Sole, southerly 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, rain developing, good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, south or southwest 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Fair Isle, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, then fair, moderate or good. Northwest Fair Isle, Faroes, easterly at first in North Faroes, otherwise southwesterly 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 4 or 5 later in northwest Faroes. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 for a time, at first in northwest, then decreasing 4 or 5 for a time. Rain, but snow at times in north, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor in north and good in south. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, south by east 6, 7 miles, 1024, now rising. Stornoway, south 7, 6 miles, 1020, now rising. Lerwick, south 4, slight rain, 600 metres, 1023, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south by west 2, 15 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by west 2, 19 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, 13 miles, 1028, now rising. Boomer, north 1, 11 miles, 1029, now falling. Bridlington, southwest 1, 1032, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. East by south to 2 miles, 1,035. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. East southeast to 1,033, falling slowly. Jersey, east by south 1, missed 3 miles, 1,033, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast by south 3, 5 miles, 1,033. Scilly Automatic. South by east 5, 14 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Milford Haven. South by east 4, 12 miles, 1,032, falling slowly. Aberporth, south 4, 12 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Valley, south by east 5, 11 miles, 1,031, now rising. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 3, missed 4 miles, 1,031, falling more slowly. Valentia, south southeast 4, 16 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south 5, 8 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Malin Head, south 5, 24 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast by south 4, 14 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure over the continent will maintain fair weather and only light or moderate breezes in the southeast of the United Kingdom. However, areas of low pressure will track northeastwards between Scotland and Iceland, bringing a strong southerly or southwesterly flow across the more northwestern waters. Rain and gales will affect northwest Scotland at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest or cyclonic, mainly 3 to 5, but 5 to 7 near Cape Wrath and Rattray Head. Occasional rain at first in north, good, occasionally moderate at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north and 3 in south. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 or 5, occasionally 5 at first and 2 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest backing south later 3 or 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly backing easterly, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly later, 2 or 3, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor, until later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 2 or 3, backing east 3 or 4, then veering southeast again later, fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in east and 5 in west. Fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 in west, but easterly 2 to 4 in east. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northwest, decreasing 3 at times in Cardigan Bay. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northwest and 3 elsewhere. Fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man. south or southwest 5 or 6, backing south or southeast 4 or 5 later, mainly fair. Good. Lock foil to Carlingford lock. South 4 to 6, fair. Good. Mullough Galloway to Mullough Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde in North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, then decreasing 4 at times. Fair. Good. Mullough Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South 4 to 6, mainly fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Drizzle at times, moderate or good. And finally, Shetland Isles. Southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northwest and 3 in southeast. Rain, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes this shipping bulletin.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC. Today we're live in Chandigarh and Toronto. The US Supreme Court upholds a law banning TikTok, but Donald Trump says he'll take another look.
On behalf of everyone at TikTok, I want to thank President Trump for his commitment to work with us to find a solution that keeps TikTok available in the United States.
Monday's inauguration has been moved indoors because of the cold. We'll look at where the money for it comes from. Radical cuts in Argentina mean there's a fiscal surplus for the first time in years, but who's paying the price?
Milei famously campaigned with a chainsaw at campaign rallies to show just how much he was going to cut back on the state. He said that it's now time for the deep chainsaw.
Those stories on the way in Business Matters from the BBC after the latest news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Israeli cabinet has given final approval to the ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. The decision came after hours of discussions that continued late into the night. Some right-wing ministers were strongly opposed. Lucy Williamson sent this report from Jerusalem.
The ceasefire deal has now passed the final hurdle in Israel's political process and is set to begin on Sunday with the first in a series of prisoner exchanges. Israel says three hostages are expected to be released, with more small groups freed at regular intervals over the next 6 weeks. It's also named the first group of Palestinians due to be freed from Israeli jails in return.
Donald Trump has said he'll make a decision on TikTok in the near future, but needs time to review the situation after the US Supreme Court upheld an imminent ban. The legislation barring the video sharing app, unless its Chinese owners sell it to an American company, is due to take effect on Sunday, a day before Mr. Trump takes office. Our technology correspondent, Lily Jamali, is in San Francisco.
One option is he could ask his Justice Department effectively not to uphold the law. But one aspect of that that's concerning is that it's not just TikTok whose fate is at play here. It's also the fate of Apple and Google, which run the app stores where people go to download TikTok. They would be facing potential legal action if this law goes forward.
Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday is to be moved indoors due to cold weather. The ceremony will now be held inside the Capitol's rotunda. The change means significantly fewer people will be able to attend the inauguration. Our senior North America correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue, is in Washington.
We're expecting temperatures of minus 6 Celsius, and with the wind chill, could be even minus 12.